What up, y'all? You're listening to Sports Talk with Trop, and I'm your host, Katie Trop. Well, we have us one half of the NBA Finals set. The Oklahoma City Thunder have won the Western Conference Finals over the Minnesota Timberwolves, and they did it easily. So let's just go ahead and start off with that and let you know how the Oklahoma City Thunder got here. So on Monday night, there was a close one between Minnesota and Oklahoma City. It was Oklahoma City win 128-126. SGA had a huge game, 40 points, 10 assists, and 9 rebounds. Williams had a huge game, 34 points. Chet Williams had 21 points as well. It was just an all-around excellent game from the Oklahoma City Thunder. But then they had an even better game on Wednesday night, in which they just walloped Minnesota 124-94. This one wasn't even close. Really, tip-off. Tip-off was the only time this game was close. Other than that, Oklahoma City was ready to go. As they've been this entire playoff run so far, Oklahoma City has had zero issues proving to all of us that they are the best team in the NBA. And they are now heading to the NBA Finals. SGA, of course, was the Western Conference Finals MVP. He had 34 points in this one. Williams had 19 points. Chet had 22 points. So it was, once again, an all-around amazing team game from the Oklahoma City Thunder. Not a bad series, though, from the Minnesota Timberwolves. I mean, I got to say, I think they definitely improved over last year. Even though they ended at the same spot, I kind of feel like Julius Randle, as I've mentioned in numerous occasions so far, I've been really impressed with his entire season overall, but especially this playoff run. He was just huge for them defensively. He was huge for them offensively, and I just think he's going to be a great player who fits well with this Minnesota Timberwolves team. But just unfortunately for them, they fell short in this one. But I mean, Oklahoma City, they've been the best team in the regular season. They've overcome injuries. They've overcome issues. They've had the MVP all season. And every single round so far, they have completely demolished and dominated their opponents. So we'll see what happens in the NBA Finals. I will say the NBA is not going to be thrilled if the NBA Finals matchup ends up being the Oklahoma City Thunder versus the Indiana Pacers, because those aren't really big fan bases at all, so the ratings are not going to be good for that. But I personally will have no issues with it because it will be good basketball regardless. But Oklahoma City, they look pretty unstoppable right now, and whether it's the Knicks or the Pacers who face them in the NBA Finals, they better be ready for it because Oklahoma City has played excellent basketball up to this point. Then moving on to the Eastern Conference Finals and where we're at with this one. On Tuesday, Indiana just walloped the Knicks 130-121. Halliburton had not only his best game of the playoffs, but just one of his greatest games of all time. He had 32 points, 15 assists, and 12 rebounds. So he had a triple-double, and he just was completely dominating. Also Pascal Siakam, he added in another 30 points as well. So it was just absolute demolition by the Indiana Pacers, but then completely different on Thursday night. The Knicks got the win 111-94, and they pretty much just dominated that one all night. Brunson had 32 points. Karl-Anthony Towns had 24 and 13 rebounds, so he had a double-double, and they didn't know if he was going to be playing because he injured his knee in the previous game towards the end of the game, and in this one, he was a game-time decision, but he did end up playing. It did end up being a huge factor. Right now, the Pacers are still up on the Knicks in this one, 3-2. You know, New York needed this one, as they've needed pretty much everyone, but this was really their first one where they absolutely demolished Indiana from start to finish. But we'll see what happens on Saturday with Game 6 and see if the Pacers are able to close it out or if the New York Knicks are able to push it to a Game 7. Moving on to baseball and what happened this week, beginning on Monday. Actually, the Dodgers and the Cleveland Guardians played a heck of a series this week, beginning on Monday, and the Dodgers won 7-2. And of course, the starting pitcher Yamamoto, he's been having a fantastic year, and he had a great game. 6 innings pitched with 7 strikeouts. Otani had a walk-off home run, or not a walk-off, Jesus Christ, I'm drawing a total blank on what I mean here, since he didn't have a walk off. He starts the game, and he had a home run to start the game. But yeah, he's just been having a phenomenal year, and so have the Dodgers, of course. But Yamamoto, he's been their most reliable pitcher so far, and proving that on Monday night. Then on Tuesday, the Houston Astros have actually been on a tear themselves. They took out the A's 11-1. Altuve had a fantastic game going 4-for-4 with 2 home runs and 3 RBI. And now they have a new pitcher on the come up, Brown, with six innings pitched in this one with 8 strikeouts. And he's just been getting hot this entire season. He's been a shining star for them in what's been a big struggle for the Astros is the starting pitcher position. I mean, really, overall, just the entire pitching staff has been a huge issue for them. But, you know, Brown has been a shining star for them so far. But also, the Astros have slowly started to get going. And we'll see what happens with them, because this is a team that you don't want to get going, because once they do, they're pretty difficult to stop. And then on Wednesday, as I mentioned, the Guardians and Dodgers played a hell of a series this weekend. On Wednesday was a huge game, but this time the Guardians got the win 7-4. And it was back and forth. Like, every time somebody would come up to bat, it would be the Guardians take the lead, then the Dodgers take the lead. And it was just back and forth all the way until the bottom of the 8th inning, when Angel Martinez of the Guardians hit a three-run home run to break a 4-4 tie in this one, and just end a crazy series between the Dodgers. And then on Thursday, we had a game between the Astros and Tampa Bay Rays. The Rays got the win 13-3, but their third baseman, Cameron Arrow, had a huge game with a home run and 6 RBI. And this is actually Tampa's 8th win in 9 games. So they've been playing really solid baseball right now in a heavy-hitting American League East. But they're now climbing up the ranks and really starting to get going on the offensive side of the ball. Then the Toronto Blue Jays yesterday as well had a huge game against the A's. They won 12-0. As a matter of fact, they had an 8-run second inning. Clement went 3-for-5 with 5 RBI, and Bichette had a home run with 3 RBI as well. So a big offensive outburst for the Toronto Blue Jays. So moving on to my top 5 list this week. You know, I've been doing players of the past in the NBA and some of their greatest playoff moments. So this week we are going to do Magic Johnson and his top 5 playoff moments. As a matter of fact, these are all NBA Finals moments, since Magic Johnson has won 5 NBA Finals, and I'm doing a top 5 list. I picked a moment from each one of his finals that he has won. So that's basically what we're doing here. I know it's called playoff moments, but for the great one, Magic Johnson, we're definitely going to go with NBA Finals moments. So let's begin with number 5 on my top 5 Magic playoff moments. The 1988 NBA Finals, Game 7 versus the Detroit Pistons. This was probably the worst series of his career, notably because he had the flu in 2 of the games. One of them, he actually didn't play terribly. He had, I believe, 23, 24 points or something like that. It was just really a different series from Magic Johnson, if you will. We're used to usually seeing him just dominate completely and just be the go-to guy. And in this one, he actually really wasn't up until the end, and which was in Game 7. This is actually the first Game 7 that the Lakers have won in their entire history since the 1950s, I believe. One of the teams in the 50s went to a Game 7 in the NBA Finals, but this was the first time they had done that in many decades, obviously. So that was a big deal. But also in this Game 7, towards the end of the game, with about a minute 12 left to go, Magic hit the critical free throws to basically put the Lakers above the Pistons, and then they just took off from there and ended up winning the 1988 NBA Finals. Then at number 4 on my top 5 Magic Johnson playoff moments, the 1982 NBA Finals, Game 6 versus the Philadelphia 76ers. This was also a closeout game in which they got the NBA Finals win in 1982. But what was notable about this particular game is that Magic Johnson had a triple-double, where he had 13 points, 13 rebounds, and 13 assists. He was also the NBA Finals MVP of this one. Then at number 3 on my top 5 Magic Johnson playoff moments, the 1985 NBA Finals, Game 7 versus the Boston Celtics. What's so special about this one is because this is the first time that the Los Angeles Lakers ever in the history of the Los Angeles Lakers finally beat the Boston Celtics for the NBA Finals. I mean, they had faced them on numerous occasions, and just could never get over the hump and never beat the Boston Celtics. And finally, they did it in 1985. And in Game 7, Magic Johnson had a fantastic game. But in the entire series, overall, he averaged 18 points per game, 14 assists per game, and about 7 rebounds per game. So it was just an overall dominating performance from Magic. Even Larry Bird, he was like, this guy is just one of the greatest NBA players of all time, and he was just unstoppable, and that's what he proved in this series. Then at number 2 on my top 5 Magic Johnson playoff moments, 1987 NBA Finals Game 4 versus the Boston Celtics. This one is the infamous baby skyhook. So if you know Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, he has his infamous skyhook. Basically, this was just Magic Johnson doing his own little version of it. Now, it didn't look as amazing as Kareem's does. That's why it's called the baby skyhook. But it is absolutely one of the most iconic moments in Magic Johnson's entire career. He hit the baby skyhook with 7 seconds left to go in Game 4 of the NBA Finals versus the Boston Celtics. This obviously was not a closeout game, but it was. They did win these finals, and also it was just more the skyhook was what was the draw in this one. And then rounding out the top 5 Magic Johnson playoff moments at number 1, there is no other game. If you are a fan of the Lakers, if you know anything about the NBA, if you know anything about Magic Johnson, you all knew this was going to be number 1 because this is just hands down the greatest game of all time for Magic Johnson, one of the most surprising games of all time for Magic Johnson, and it came from a rookie Magic Johnson in the 1980 NBA Finals Game 6 versus the Philadelphia 76ers. In this game, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar did not play because he was injured in the previous game. And this is Magic Johnson's rookie year. He plays point guard. Well, guess what? He ended up playing center because they needed him to play center because Kareem was not there. And not only did he play center, but he absolutely dominated in this game in every way, shape, and form. It was like he took the life from the Philadelphia 76ers in this one. He ended up with 42 points, making 60.9% of his shots. So he is just knocking down just about everything he is throwing up. 15 rebounds, 7 assists, and 3 steals in his rookie year. That is what Magic Johnson did in his rookie year, in his first NBA Finals of his entire career. That is what he did. He showed up and showed out in the first NBA Finals and had to replace one of the greatest legends of all time, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And he did it in such an insane fashion that you're just like, still to this day, it's like, did he really do that? And yes, Magic Johnson really did that and was just one of the greatest players of all time to do it. And so that's why I had to do the Magic Johnson top 5. You can't talk about legends without talking about Magic Johnson, one of the greatest to ever do it. But the 1980 NBA Finals Game 6, that's obvious. If you know anything about Magic Johnson, you just know that's the greatest game he has ever played, and that was his rookie season. It is just nuts. All right, y'all, enjoy the rest of the weekend of sports, and I will talk to you fools on Monday.